Hey, you're listening to WMFO Medford. That's Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm your host for the next hour. I'm Lucy, and this is Naive Melodies. It's a show where I play really pretty much anything I can think of, although I'll be honest, it is a lot of post-punk, so I hope you guys enjoy. Really stoked to have you here, and it's really great to meet you guys. Hope everyone's having a really great Tuesday, and let's get into the music. This first song is Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth.
Running in on black.
So I hope everyone enjoyed that one. Sonic Youth is just really awesome band. My older brother Jack is the one who showed me them. Jack is also the one who encouraged me to like check out the radio station at Tufts. So thank you to Jack. Unless you hate this show, in which case I will leak his number and you can send all complaints to him. But yeah, I mean, my family is like super like musical oriented. My parents worked at record companies, and so this entire show is really just an ode to them. So thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad, thanks, Jack, thanks, Juliet, thanks, grandparents, uncles, the whole lot, aunts too, you know, just thanks everyone. And yeah, but before I play the next song, let's play a PSA first.
You could be spreading the coronavirus without realizing you have it. So do your part and stay home. It's important to limit in-person interaction with anyone outside of your immediate household, but phone and video chat are safe ways to connect. It's also important to limit social gatherings. If you need essential items like food and medicine, try using a delivery service. If you must leave your house for essential items, or if you want to take a walk for exercise, make sure to wear a cloth face covering. Stay at least 6 feet away from other people. Try not to touch frequently touched surfaces like light signals, street signs, or benches. And wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds as often as possible. This advice applies to people of any age, including teens and younger adults. It takes all of us to slow the spread of the coronavirus, so stay home unless absolutely necessary. Visit coronavirus.gov for the latest information.
Thank you to the Ad Council for that PSA. Next song is My Kingdom by Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jumping
Yeah, so that was My Kingdom by Echo and the Bunnymen. I actually got to see them live a couple of years ago with my dad over at the Orange County Fair, which is where I'm originally from. Super great band, really fun concert. This next song is I Want to Be Adored by the Stone Roses, which is a song I heard just a lot growing up, and it's a super great song. I used to think it was like I Want to Be a Dog, but no, that's not the song. Anyway, it's super good. I love it. Hope you will too.
Thank you.
This next song is one that goes out to my mom, who I just love with my whole heart. It's Outstanding by the Gap Band, and we just listen to that one all the time, and we also dance to that one, especially after I'd have, like, maybe a stressful day at school or something. We just put that one on and just dance, and yeah, I love her a lot, and this one goes out to you, Mom. So that was Outstanding by Gap Band, which is a song that always puts me in a really good mood and just makes me want to dance, even though I'm really bad at it. And I hope anyone listening, you know, feels the same and just maybe brings a smile to their day or, you know, whatever. Anyway, this next song is a song that reminds me of our friends back home in Southern California. I think I'm just playing a lot of music that reminds me of a lot of people I really love, which I think is always a really good thing. So this is Back Pocket by Wolfpack. Hope you enjoy. Yeah, Wolfpack just has, like, super awesome bass lines. I started playing bass over quarantine. I started learning with some help from my friend Evan. I'm not very good at it, so I think listening to, like, people who are really good at it just makes me, like, even more in awe. So they have just awesome, awesome bass lines. This next song is one that I always play in the car with my dad. It's The Neighbors by Jonathan Richman. Absolutely love this song. Hope you will, too.
Starting to talk now, it was just getting good, don't you know?
But if I leave here in the morning, what will the neighbors tell your wife?
I'll worry about that. My wife knows me. I don't wanna let the neighbors run my life.
No,
I don't wanna let the neighbors run my life.
No.
Well,
ooh, ooh.
would look suspicious, I suppose, and I know why they'd want to know. They like my wife, they don't want her hurt and so. If that's all they see, I wouldn't blame them if they go and tell my wife. But my wife knows me, so I don't need to let the neighbors run my life.
No,
no, don't need to let the neighbors run my life. Yeah, they could, if that's all they see. I suppose they'd go and tell my wife. But my wife knows me better than that. I have no need to let the neighbors run my life.
No,
no need to let the neighbors run my life.
No, no.
You know, this reminds me. I was over Jill's house when Ed was away.
Great.
What about it? We were just talking.
Talking?
Talking. We had many things to discuss.
Sure you did.
First I showed her the daily newspaper. That's right. Then I showed her the funnies. There was no one's business, in fact. I don't really know what the whole point was. I'm just intent not to let the neighbors run my life, you know.
No,
no need to let the neighbors run my life.
No, no,
no, of course
no,
not.
No,
that's right.
No, no.
Yeah, so that was The Neighbors by Jonathan Richman. There's a couple different renditions of that song, all slightly different from each other. That one's probably my favorite. My dad actually had his own radio show when he was in college, so shout out, Dad. yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed that one. I guess I'm just hoping people are enjoying what they're hearing. This next song is Wire by Omni, super cool post-punk duo from Atlanta, I believe. Yeah, here we go.
I pull the wire, you put your hand on me. That's what I wanted you for. I don't require a certain potency. Yes, I know it was before. Cat's eye on your face, the rails won the race. That's what I tapped you for. Snake shoes, they see what we all could be. Is that what we're really?
And there are also a lot of really, really awesome shows that are playing after mine today. There's also important TARDIS Jukebox, Rising, Leagues Below the City Sky, LFOD Radio, and The Clubhouse, all of which are just like super awesome. Listen to them a bunch, so please check them out. They're so, so good, and I'm really like, I feel honored to like be before them and be like even in the same, I don't know, schedule as them, honestly. Also, make sure you check out Epic Moth Time with my friend Danny Steinberg on Sundays at 6. You do not want to miss it. Danny is going to tell you everything you need to know, about moths, which I think is a crucial life skill. So please, please, please tune into that. We'll be right back. So that was Procession by New Order. It's one of my favorites by them, and my dad once said that it sounds kind of like the bass line is leading the song and everything else is almost just trying to catch up, which is a sentiment I completely agree with. This next song is called Falling Out of Love with You by The Sixth, off the album Wasps' Nests. Yeah, it's supposed to be a tongue twister, which makes this super fun to try to say. Stephen Merritt from The Magnetic Fields, this is like a side project of his in which he put out two albums and had different people sing each song, which is super cool. So this one has Dean Wareham of Galaxy 500. First time I heard this one was on a Nickelodeon cult classic TV show from the 90s called The Adventures of Pete and Pete. So honestly, there's a lot of really good music and like weird kind of like cameos. They had like Iggy Pop in one episode. I don't know how they got Iggy Pop. I don't know what kind of budget they were working with, but pretty impressive. Here's this song. Hope you like. This next song is Artists Only by The Talking Heads.
Let's go!
Next up, this is Pale Spectre by The Wake. So those last two songs were Artists Only by Talking Heads. Talking Heads is one of my favorite bands. Actually might be my favorite band. And the next, the song after that was Pale Spectre by The Wake. Another super awesome band. Really enjoy them. They have a lot of really cool stuff. You should definitely check it out if you haven't. This last song, because it is my last song of this show, is This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads. This is probably my favorite song of all time. And the name of the show, Naive Melodies, is actually taken from this song. It's This Must Be the Place, and then in parentheses, Naive Melody. I adore this song, and I actually got to see David Byrne live, I think maybe 2 years ago, maybe a year or two, with my dad. and he wouldn't let me look at the set list because he didn't want me to spoil it for myself because I didn't think they were going to play this song. So when he played it, it was a complete surprise to me, and it was really, really lovely moment. So here is Naive. Here is This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody, Talking Heads. Thank you. You have been listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So that's the end of my show for this week. I figure there's no better way to end than with that song. It is, I think it's the best song in existence. Please keep listening. There are some really, really awesome shows that follow mine. Yeah, they are really, really incredible, and you won't want to miss out. It's been really great getting to play some music for you, and I hope you enjoyed, and I hope that you tune in next week. Have a good rest of your week, and keep it freeform.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time,